In 1787, Russian Empress Catherine the Great took a six-month trip to visit her newly acquired territories in the Crimea, which had been taken from the Ottoman Empire. Along the way, she sailed down the Dnieper River and saw many of the shiny villages in the new Russian Crimea. There was a problem, however. All the villages were fake. Learn more about Potemkin villages and how they still exist in the modern world on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by Harry's Razors. I want to tell you a quick story. Several years ago, I was a podcast listener just like you, and I was listening to one of my favorite history podcasts. One of the ads on the show was for a company called Harry's Razors. I was extremely dissatisfied with the razors I was using at the time, so I figured I'd give these Harry's Razors a try. And it was a great decision, and I have been a customer of Harry's Razors ever since. I use Harry's Razors at home, and I've taken them with me on trips around the world. Not only does Harry's Razors provide a smooth shave, but they do so at a much lower price than their competitors, which, if you've checked out the price of razor blades lately at the store, that is not something to sneeze at. Don't settle for the status quo. You can blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/everything. That's harrys.com/everything for a $3 trial set. This episode is sponsored by newspapers.com, your passport to untold stories and hidden histories. As the largest online newspaper archive, newspapers.com offers an incredible journey through time, with papers dating back to 1690. Imagine exploring the news, events, and everyday moments that shape the history of the world around us. Newspapers.com puts over 900 million pages at your fingertips, offering a front row seat to the past. With papers from the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and beyond, Newspapers.com lets you walk the streets of history, whether it's London during the Blitz, New York during Prohibition, or Sydney during the construction of the Harbor Bridge. For listeners of today's episode, Newspapers.com is extending a special offer. Use the code EverythingEverywhere and enjoy a 20% discount on a subscription. That's Everything Everywhere at newspapers.com. It's the perfect way to unlock the world of history. This episode is sponsored by the Restoration Depot. I've told you before about the Restoration Depot and how they provide a one-stop virtual wellness service that supports the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual well-being of individuals. They offer a multitude of live courses with instructors you can interact with online. Courses like Mindful Meditation with Kristen Doherty, a certified mindfulness meditation instructor, or Dance Fitness with the Karzai Method with its inventor, Evan Karzai. Check out all of the options at therestorationdepot.com and try your first class for only $5 by selecting First Class Special at checkout. Once again, that is therestorationdepot.com. The legend of the Potemkin villages dates back to the reign of the Empress Catherine the Great. In 1784, she annexed the Crimean Peninsula, which had formerly been part of the territory of the Ottoman Empire. She assigned as governor to this newly acquired region one of her senior advisors and, rumor had it, her lover, Grigory Potemkin. Potemkin had been assigned the viceroy of the region of southern Russia 10 years earlier, and the Crimea was just added to his territory. Potemkin ruled these lands in Catherine's name as basically an absolute dictator. He was a builder and established many cities in the region. The city of Simferopol, which is the second largest city in the Crimea, was built by Potemkin. Potemkin was very hands-on, personally approving everything about the new cities he built. He was also responsible for building a Black Sea fleet for the Russian Navy, and he was responsible for the brutal repression of the Cossacks in the region. He threw a lot of money at the development of the cities and new villages in the Crimea, and his spending became legendary, even before the events which made his name famous. Empress Catherine wanted to see the new lands for herself, so she went on a grand tour of southern Russia and the Crimea in 1787. From January 2nd to July 11th, she inspected her lands, which were governed by her favorite, Grigory Potemkin. Potemkin was born to a middling noble family, but thanks to Catherine, he had been elevated to a prince of the Holy Roman Empire, a prince of Russia, a Russian field marshal, and, of course, the viceroy of southern Russia. He really wanted to impress Catherine, who was the source of all of his power, not to mention the fact that they were intimate. However, despite all the funding, many of the villages along the way were not what you would call in good condition. Moreover, they were not necessarily that fond of Catherine. At this stage in the tour, Catherine and her entourage were traveling down the Dnieper River. The boats weren't close enough to most of the villages to actually see them closely, and Catherine wasn't going to stop at every village. Potemkin, and again this is according to legend, created an elaborate ruse to fool Catherine into thinking that everything was great. He supposedly built buildings with facades on wheels. These were just the fronts of the buildings like you'd see on the set of a motion picture. He also had a herd of cattle and well-dressed villagers. The building facades, the cattle, and the people would move from village to village to give Catherine the impression that things were better than they actually were. These fake building facades, villages, and cattle herds became known as Potemkin villages. The phrase Potemkin village has become a metaphor for putting up a false front. Merriam-Webster defines it as, quote, an impressive facade or show designed to hide an undesirable fact or condition, unquote. There have been dozens of cases, both literal and figurative, of Potemkin villages over the years. Perhaps the best-known example is a literal village known as Kijongdong. It's in North Korea just beyond the demilitarized zone within sight of South Korea. The entire village, which the North Koreans call the Peace Village, is actually uninhabited. It was created in the 1950s to look appealing to South Koreans to encourage them to defect to the North. Technically, it's not uninhabited per se. There are military units that have barracks there, and the buildings hide artillery guns. In World War II, the Nazis created the Theresienstadt Ghetto, which was a concentration camp that was built to show the Red Cross that conditions in German concentration camps weren't actually that bad. In reality, it was just a way station for Jewish prisoners who were being sent to Auschwitz. In 1998, the failed company Enron built an entire trading floor in their corporate headquarters in Houston. The only purpose of the trading floor was to impress Wall Street analysts who came to Houston for the company shareholder meeting. In 1944, United States President Henry Wallace took a trip to the Soviet Union. There, he visited a camp called Magadan on the Soviet Pacific coast. He thought the people there were volunteers, when in reality, they were prisoners engaged in forced labor. The idea behind a Potemkin village extends beyond just physical structures. It happens all of the time on the internet. So-called influencers will buy thousands and sometimes millions of followers, as well as buying likes, to make it appear as if they are actually popular when in fact they are not. They will spend hours setting up elaborately staged shots to give the impression that their life is much more glamorous than it is. I've seen this firsthand. I was climbing up a mountain in Sri Lanka and there was an influencer with us who climbed the mountain in an evening gown and heels, which no one does. They also might rent expensive cars for a day just so they can take photos in them, to make people think that they actually own the car. And likewise, some private jet companies will rent out jets that never go anywhere, so that influencers can take photos in and around it. Occasionally, Instagram will purge fake accounts, and the truth will be seen. After one fake follower purge, one influencer went from having over 500,000 followers to under 5,000. They deleted their account the next day. The metaphor of the Potemkin village is a great one, and if it didn't exist, we'd probably have to invent something like it. However, here is where I need to pop the bubble on the historical story. Most historians think that the fake village stories of Grigory Potemkin were probably fabricated. Almost everything about the story is true. Catherine did annex the Crimea, and she did take a tour, and Potemkin did want to impress her. However, the reality is that he spent a lot of money on fireworks and decorations. He did spend a lot of money to spruce up the villages, but he wasn't secretive about it. He openly bragged about spending the money to impress Catherine. He was like, hey, Catherine, look at all the money I spent on this. The rumor of the Potemkin villages was first spread by a Finnish politician, and the rumor then spread throughout the rest of Europe. It became an urban legend for Europeans who wanted to spread the idea that Russia was poor and backward. People who were on the tour later remarked how the rumors were absurd and it wasn't true, but by this time, it was too late. In a way, it's too bad that the stories aren't true, because it really is a great story. Nonetheless, true or not, the idea of the Potemkin village is something that's with us, and probably will be, for quite some time. The associate producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is Thor Thompson. If you'd like to support the show, please donate over at patreon.com. There is content only available to supporters, merchandise, and even opportunities for a show producer credit. If you know someone you think would enjoy the show, please share it with them. Also remember, if you leave a 5-star review, I'll read your review on the show.